That little nurse died. She was an ugly little devil. She liked you, a little sweet talk to her. She wasn't used to it much, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about some of the things that got people together. Dances and things like that?
Yeah.
I tried to take
Yeah, church dances.
Church dances? What are you talking about, church dance, wife? I want to tell you, little yarn, it's not no fairy tale either. Back in the old days, that was in the early teens, I think, long in the teens. The St. John Yurton Waterproof. And when I was a boy, they didn't have no public dances. The boys would get up and raise the money for the bands in the different towns, you know. And of course, gang was always invited in the town, and then we'd invite the ones from the other towns, too. Second ones, you know. And occasionally, we had some little sorry band, you know, around in the towns. We had a nigger band in St. Joe, Dewey Smith had a band, guitar, and so forth and so on. But Bud Scott, they down here at Natchez, he was famous when they had a Bud Scott dance. That was really something. We had to put up a whole good deal of money to get him up here. I say a good deal of money, I think it cost us about $5 a man or whatever. But we had to raise more money for him. But we'd have those dances, and a crowd would all get together, and as I say, it wasn't public dances, it was private dances. But what I started out to tell you, up at Newton, they had to dance in an old abandoned store. And, you know, they had shelves on those old stores that they put the goods on. They used to have counters. They went all out around the store, you know, where you helped yourself and all that kind of stuff. They had crates that waited on you. And this old store was abandoned. It was a big place, and that was a dance hall. And some of the young married couples would go and take the babies. And it, get them to sleep, they'd put them up on those shelves in that place. And there was a boy came down here. That was off 1912, because Yurty's moved here in 1912. And Yurty had a partner, Rutledge's. And Yurty and Rutledge owned their place, though. They bought their place together. And this young boy, about my age, he came down here from St. Louis. And he and I got to be big buddies, you know. I'd tell him about the putting shell babies up on the shells and up there at the children and go to the dances. He didn't say so, but he didn't believe me. He didn't. And when we went up there to the first dance and saw it going on, he come back. He said, "You know, I didn't believe you." He showed what he was throwing them on the shelves.